Republican senators in the early stages of the impeachment trial were busy late last night blocking Democratic leader Chuck Schumer's motions to subpoena more witnesses and documents. The president's lawyers kept insisting, "Do you have to decide the issue of witnesses now or later?" Seemingly, Republicans prefer later, given the possibility that a quick dismissal of the charges would make witnesses a moot point. The president's lawyers came through as indignant and aloof, with Jay Sekulow asking the question, "Why are we here?" To which Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries gave a thunderous response, reciting the main charges against Donald Trump. Congressman Jeffries also gave some interesting statistics on previous Senate impeachment trials over its long history. In fact, there have been 14 impeachment trials, and everyone included witnesses. Congressman Jeffries also summed up Trump's obstruction by saying that the House was blocked by Trump on seeking 12 key witnesses, and further blocked on 9 witnesses that were subpoenaed. Congressman Jeffries added that every one of the 71 requests for documents was also blocked by the White House. In fact, he added that even President Richard Nixon didn't block key White House aides from testifying, like Donald Trump has done. In all, the House lawyers were comprehensive, organized, and thorough, and very compelling, while the president's lawyers were aloof, arrogant, and seemed irritated that they were even there. Adam Schiff had this memorable quote from the trial late last night. Have a listen.
President Trump gave his word he would drain the swamp. He said he would drain the swamp. And what have we seen? We've seen his personal lawyer go to jail, his campaign chairman go to jail, his deputy campaign chairman convicted of a different crime, his associate's associate, Lev Parnas, under indictment. The list goes on and on. That's, I guess, how you drain the swamp, is you have all your people go to jail.
All in all, folks, as the impeachment trial wore into midnight, I can confirm that just like mushrooms, Senate Republicans seem to prefer the deep cover of darkness to do their very best work far out of the public eye. Well, turning to some odd news, USA Today is reporting that an alert has been issued in Florida for falling iguanas. The National Weather Service in Miami issued a warning yesterday that don't be surprised if you see iguanas falling from the skies as temperatures plummet into the 30s and 40s. The Weather Service added that because they are cold-blooded, they will fall from trees but, in fact, are not dead. Well, folks, I grew up in West Palm Beach and moved north, but in my 26 years in Florida, I can say we never saw one iguana. Now they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're in the pools. They're digging into the canal banks, undermining things. I mean, they're just everywhere. It's absolutely amazing what's happened. Okay, well, folks, this next story is just not nice, and it's not right. Evidently, older members of the congregation at a Methodist church in Cottage Grove, Minnesota, are very upset that their church is asking them to stay away for 2 years so that the church might appeal to younger people. I've never heard of such a thing. But at Grove United Methodist Church, they're going to be closing in June, but they've got plans to relaunch again next November. Current members that are over 60 will be asked to worship someplace else. The Methodist regional body is paying $250,000 to restart the church and have hired a specialist in starting new churches. His name is Jeremy Peters, evidently 30-year-old. Jeremy Peters is going to rekindle the church. He recently moved to the area with his wife and 2 kids for the relaunch. I just want to say, what in the name of Betty Crocker is wrong with these people? Really, what is the world coming to? This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.